is like, is he coming, Satyanand?
Yes, he wants to know if you can.
I'm here definitely until the end of this month, and possibly until the end of December, I don't know. It all depends.
He'll be coming with the next week.
You have mentioned, you know, about it's all cultural dependent. We react to Beethoven much more favorably than to that of the noise of a cat barking of a dog or something like that.
We were listening to Pattamal or I don't know what, Madhuramani.
Yes.
I still can't, for some reason, enjoy, you see, the North Indian music. Many people come and play, you know, this fellow who is the Sarov, this in America, you know, many Americans.
Ali Akbar Khan
has a school there in California, you know.
Yes.
Many Americans are learning Sarov, they come and classical music they play, you see, I don't know, you see, so, because it's...
But you still...
I just still listen to them.
Yeah, you know. But then your preference is...
I have no preference, you see, yes. I have no choice here, I was brought up here in Madras and live in... next door to Kalakshetra, you see, so day in and day after day, you see, there's all these musicians, top
ones.
Yeah,
is it really cultural
difference? I think everything is culturally, our taste, you see, our likes, dislikes, our morals, everything is culturally induced responses to the situation.
How do we explain that a person like Mozart, who became a great, composer, even when he was a very small child?
You see that, I don't know what you are trying to say, that they are all...
See, the culture didn't have any influence.
Of course, it did.
He was just, I think, 5 or 6, if I remember right.
Yes.
Whatever I read about him. And he...
And the word prodigy covers up the whole thing, you see. The whole thing is there in the magnetic field, you see. In the field, we are functioning in the...
So you mean somebody picks up
somebody has this, you like see, this. Genetically, you see, it picks up, you see, you know. And culture, you see, distorts the whole thing, that's, you see. Otherwise, you...
So you don't believe in rebirth and so on?
There's nothing there now, you see. It's not a question of my belief or anything. What is there now, you see? So, what is it that will reincarnate? These are the basic questions which you have to answer, find out answers for yourself.
That is a very big problem, isn't it?
I'm interested in finding out, you see,
yes.
If there is anything there now, is there an entity, is there a soul, is there anything there while I'm living? And so it is that projects, you see, the beyond, you see, the life after. And personally, I don't think that there is anything there. Yeah.
But you keep an open mind.
No. You see, I have a closed mind. You see, this point, you know, is very difficult to answer problem, because, you see, there is reincarnation for those who believe in it, and there is no reincarnation for those who do not believe in it. But apart from your belief or non-belief, is there reincarnation? And if there is a reincarnation, what is it that will reincarnate? So I have to find out now, while I am living. So the question of reincarnation arises only after death.
Mm.
Before I am not concerned. You see, I am here. See, so is there a death at all? See, can death be experienced by me? And what is it that is trying to experience death? These are the very important questions. You see, so there is only the death of the inquirer, the person who is interested in finding out if there is any beyond. So, if that is not there, anything we say is in the area of speculation. You know, however interesting, you see, reasonable it may seem to you, but you see, now they are talking of some cases, instances, of how they remember, and all that kind of a thing, but I don't think, you see, there is anything there now while we are living, except the totality of the knowledge that is passed down to us from generation to generation.
Yeah, but this is still, as you say, if I understand you all right, see, child prodigy. We just touch the external things.
Maybe here also we have a Yudhi Menuhin, you see, so many prodigies here who start saying,
so
either it is probably a genetic combination, you see, of so many things suddenly comes up. I don't know, cannot make any sense.
The great Ramanujam, the mathematician.
Mathematician, yes.
He could write solutions just like that.
Yes.
Create problems and solutions. Then he was a very religious person, and when he was asked how do you get the solution, he said that Lord Namagiri gave me the solution. He believed in that.
It was an easy way of answering that question, you know.
And so according to you, you would think it's a more sort of a genetic combination.
Genetic combination in that individual, and since we have to use some word, we might as well use the boy prodigy to describe that genetic, because I don't know
yes.
how sure we can be of this, the genetic combinations. So it's a prodigy.
Do you believe in Advaita philosophy?
I studied, sir, Advaita philosophy at University of Madras. I was a student of Dr. Mahadev.
I see.
Advaita was my special subject.
I see.
I don't remember anything. It was 40 years ago. I am already 67. So
let's say as a philosophy goes, would you
it's
say it's something you profound? Let us say, let's look upon it as a scientific thing.
It is not scientific, it's an intellectual thing. It's
yes.
a metaphysical.
Yes.
Yesterday I was saying the same thing. You see, the three great acharyas developed three extraordinary systems of philosophy based on, you see, the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishad, the same text. You see, it's admirable how they created such tremendous systems of philosophy. And so to me, you see, the monistic state that, or whatever the state that the Advaitins are talking about is something which cannot be captured, contained, much less give expression to. So you can't say anything about it. You cannot say anything about it. And it is not something which can be approached in a negative way. Negative approach also has no meaning. So if you say that it cannot be expressed, it cannot be described, it cannot be this, that, that kind of a thing, implies that there is something there which cannot be expressed. I question that also. You see, the problem seems to be the difficulty to give expression to it, not, is there anything there, is there any Brahman or anything there? I don't call it void, I don't call it any one of them. I have no way of capturing that, you see. So what I am involved in, you see, what I'm concerned with is, you see, the movement that is interested in trying to capture something there and experience that and then give expression. There may not be anything there except this movement which is trying, you see, to capture it. You see, so to call it void has no meaning to me. So you cannot go beyond the position of Ramanujacharya. I am not, you see, a follower of Ramanujacharya or anything.
But which, let's say, intellectual which appeals to you?
I am not a metaphysician, you see.
No, let's take as a scientist.
I think this is a very interesting speculation. The area of speculation.
But I suppose only in Advaita you have speculation, but not in Ramanujacharya.
No, not in Ramanujacharya.
To him the idol is there, so you have to just go.
Yes. But even, you see, Shankara composed so many stotrams. I do not see any power outside of man.
What is that power?
Any power outside of man. Whatever power is there, you see, it is expressing, you see, man is the product of that power. See, what he is, I have no way of knowing it. You see. So don't ask me the question, can you create a universe like that? It's an assumption on our part, somebody created that universe. Maybe it's just an accident in the scheme of things.
Yeah, we don't know.
I don't know, you see. So anything I say, anybody
we don't know.
Anything anybody says is in the area of speculation, however scientific it may seem to us, but you see, nobody can say anything about that.
Yes. See, the great mathematician von Neumann, who was really the first person to think of these computers.
Yes.
When he was asked a question, do you believe in God? He just took his friend outside and showed him through the window, look at that building. Now, do you think it has just come out just like that? He assumes, yes, somebody constructed it. So I suppose that the world...
Why? See, because you are logical.
Because he sees an order.
No. See, you are projecting, you see, your order on that, you see. That's all. You see, the logical thinking collapses if you don't establish the relationship between cause and effect. See, the whole idea, yatra yatra dhumaha tatra tatra vanihi, is absurd. You see, logically, yes, it is. You see, but each one is an independent frame. So you have to find out the cause of everything. To maintain the logical structure of your thought, and also, you see, it is satisfactory. Otherwise, you see, the whole logical thinking is collapsing there, you know, your rational thinking. That's why, and another reason why you want to find out the cause of things is to change things, see. Many people ask me, say, how did you stumble into it? I say, it's a causal, I really don't know. So we want to know. All right, why you want to know? So that it may be made to happen to you, occur to you, see. Because you really don't know what it is. You may not even touch it with a barge pole. You will not be interested in this kind of a thing. The idea you have of that state, natural state, or whatever you want to call it, is totally unrelated to what actually it is. So this, it is a very glib way of saying, look at that building, look at the tree, there must be a cause. I'm not impressed by that argument, you see. God, as far as I'm concerned, is irrelevant. It answers many of the unanswerable questions, provides, you see, some cushion, you see, for the questioning mind, you see.
Still in day-to-day life, when you deal with so many people, do you not think someone is different from the other? Someone
every
is a good man, someone is not so good.
Good and bad, no. You see, every individual is different. You know, you see, I was telling these friends, you see, I read somewhere, even the saliva of individuals is different, it seems. You see, if they can find a drop of saliva, they can trace the criminal there. And that's what they are doing in the research, criminal crime research laboratories. So every individual is unique. No two individuals are the same, physically speaking. So no two faces are the same. You may see the similarities, but actually if you look at it, you see, the way people walk, two people walk, you will be surprised, you see, how different it is, you know. So,
it seems to me that probably we Indians are very much more, conditioned than the Westerners.
They are conditioned in a different way.
They seem to have an attitude, you know, their society keeps changing, the values.
No, the difference is this, between the East and the West, you see, they had to grapple with the problems of nature. The climate was unsuitable for the survival there. So they moved outward most of the time, you see, and here in India, you know, is our acid heads drinking so much juice, lying down there, you see, looking at nature. They tried to go inward, you see, but whether you go inwards or outwards, basically it is the same, you see. Now, but why there is a sudden interest in this kind of stuff in the West is because, you see, the drugs that people have taken, you see, they have experienced what may loosely be called the altered states of consciousness. And then, you see, then arises the question, you see, there must be some other ways of experiencing these things. So we have hundreds and thousands varieties of gimmicks, techniques here in India. We are exporting them there. That is one thing. And the second thing is, the question naturally arises when you have everything you want. Materially, you have everything, you see. So is that all there is for you? You know, then this question, is that all, begins, you see, the demand to know something, you see, you know, go outside, you see your culture and try to find out if there are any answers for those questions. Not that the West has suddenly become spiritual or anything.
Why is that? Why is there a sudden...
They have everything there. They are prosperous nations. So that's why they are asking the question, is that all? Is there anything more than this? Not that we have
answers.
But
there seem to be a few people who come to India from the West. They seem to be quite dissatisfied with the situation, and so they seek They say what?
But do we have the answers for them?
They go to gurus here.
Yeah, gurus are exploiting, taking advantage of the demand and the part of some people. But actually, what kind of people we are attracting? You see, the aberration, I would call the hippie movement. The whole thing started that way. And now some professors, psychologists, you see, they publish or perish, you see, the philosophy of the people. So they are interested in finding out.
Yes.
And you see, my answer to them is, you see, you have to find out the answers for yourself. You have come to the end of the tether, as it were. So there is no use going to a rishi or, you see, here is a yogi, a claimant of this, that and the other. But you have to find out the answers, you see. That answer probably will save you and save us also. This has not helped us to create a paradise.
Is there anything wrong going to a...
But we don't have the answers.
But you may have some nice experience. And
nice experiences, you might as well take a drug and forget.
It's easier. Why do you have to come to me to work? But not because I think I am very different, but it just I...
You have some knowledge than my which... Them. No, you have some knowledge which they want.
So that way...
That's why they come to you.
That's the way the spiritual...
No, you see, every student there, you see, in the West also goes to a professor to learn whatever he has to teach. You see, but here it's something different. You are promising a rose garden, you see, or promising things which cannot be really delivered. That's what they have found now, you see, the West. Now they have their own indigenous products in America. You must have visited California several times. You know, the books they have about the activities, organizations they have in Southern California alone, listed, as big as your telephone directory. All the organizations that they have, you see, you can't imagine how many things they have there. You know? That's a crazy thing.
Now, do you believe in, let's say, some... You mentioned here something about, you know, the miracles and so on.
No, sir.
You don't. Now, I want to give an experience.
From what I know of the nature's laws,
yes,
I don't think it is possible to, if those people who claim that they have some, that they are in possession of other laws, then the laws we know so far.
Now, I would like to narrate some one or two experiences, and I request you to comment on
it. I have listened to you.
Very, yes.
I have listened, but still...
But it's interesting, but one has to know that.
Yes. My answer in hand.
You have heard about Sai Baba.
Yes.
And he is supposed to be having tremendous lot of powers, which scientists are not able to understand. Now, at least I know of two, one very personal, the other also in a way personal, I can tell. For example, I have been having a collaboration with a scientist in Lucknow, Dr. Dar, in the Central Drug Research Institute. Now, I often write letters, he writes about these scientific aspects. And I, about 5 years ago, the letter he went to London, embassy, a scientific attaché. Then I wrote 3 letters, then he never replied. This was about 5 years ago. And then I was a bit surprised, usually he's quite prompt. Then one day, I got a reply from one of his assistants saying, your letters to Dr. Dar were received, and he had a massive heart attack, so he was hospitalized, so he couldn't reply. On his behalf, I am replying. Okay. Then I was going from my department. I received the letter at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was going from my department to the library, which is about, let's say, about 200 yards in the institute. As I was going, carrying this letter, my friend Professor Bhattacharya came in front of me. And Bhattacharya is a very great friend of Yamamda. And Bhattacharya is a devotee of Sai Baba. And Dar is not. He is married to a British lady and he is in fact an agnostic. And then I told Bhattacharya, we call him PKB, PK Bhattacharya. You know, PKB, your friend Dar had a massive heart attack. He said, when did this happen? How do you know? I said, I have just now got a letter and this is the message I got. Then he just said, What can we do? It is Sai Baba's problem. I distinctly remember this. It is Sai Baba's problem. Then, after about 20 days, my friend Bhattacharya went to Lucknow for a selection committee meeting. So naturally, he called on Dr. Da in the hospital and then talked to him, inquired about his health and so on. Then Da told him, "You know, PKB, something strange happened." And what's that? He asked. "You see, around 3 o'clock, shortly before that, the nurse came and gave me medicine. And then she went out, closing the door. As soon as she went out, somebody opened the door and then entered and stood in front of me as I was lying in the bed. And then asked me, 'Do you know me?' And then this man said, 'Yes, I don't know you. But you know, Sai Baba has very characteristic hair, you know, like the Africans.' And then he said, 'I don't know you, but I know from photographs you are Sai Baba.' Then Sai Baba told him, 'Your friend PKP sent me to you.' And he went near him and massaged his body with holy ash. And then, 'Don't bother, you will be all right.' Then he went out, closed the door, and that's the end of it. This, we know, this he told him at exactly at 3 o'clock, at the time that I gave him this message. Now, then Da came after about 5 months, again to our meeting. And then I asked Da, 'PKB told me something very strange about your experience with the Sai Baba. Is it true?' He said, 'It's true.' He testified to it. And he said exactly the same thing which my friend passed on to me. So there was a correspondence in the information received from the person who experienced, from the person who heard it. Now how do we explain this?"
"I don't know. I'm not convinced of anything, you see."
"See, this man doesn't believe."
I may not. It is quite possible for him to project, you see.
Who?
You see,
yes.
Himself can create, you see, an image. The man himself, he may not
believe. He doesn't think of Sai Baba.
No, he may not. He may not personally believe. This is my explanation, you see. You know, the thought, the very thought, you see, he may have picked up the thought. You see, anyway, you see, the sound and the light are interchangeable. You see, a thought can create an image.
Yes.
You see, you can create an image and put it out there. You can feel and experience all those things without anything actually happening. See, so anyway,
isn't it better to keep an open mind here?
See, I don't say open or closed mind.
Yes.
You see, but I don't have enough statistical evidence, you see.
No.
And even if I were to be an eyewitness,
I
think I would be influenced by that kind of thing.
You mean not that it is Da's own creation?
I don't know, but you see, even if you see, I were to be an eyewitness there, if I were to see many of these things happening, you see, before me, even then, you see, I wouldn't accept any such, as far as I'm concerned. It's not that I have a closed mind, no power can do that kind of thing, as far as I'm concerned.
This event which I explained to you, you think it's impossible?
It's not impossible, you see. How it happened, you see.
You can't explain. That's all.
Maybe I don't know and I don't care. I don't attribute
it. I don't care is another point.
No.
That's a different.
I don't
care. Many people don't bother about what's going on in science.
No.
That's a different attitude.
Yes.
But on the other hand, here is an instance, you see.
One instance does not.
No, I can tell you, I'm going to go on to something else.
I have heard so many people, you see, talking about
I'll tell you something else. You see, here, very often it happens. After all, scientists, how do they discover something? So many people have seen it. You know, I am working in X-rays. The X-ray itself was discovered by a man. It has been seen by innumerable great physicists earlier. They have seen the rays come and they have kept an X-ray, a photograph. The photograph became black. All they knew was they should not keep the photograph near that tube. That's all they knew. But only Ranjan found that there is some unusual ray coming out of that.
Yes.
So, you see that here is a phenomenon which either we just don't care about it or throw away.
This phenomenon is quite different. What you are talking of, you see, so many people have been watching Apple's body.
Yeah, yeah.
And it occurred to that fellow.
That
That's right.
So you see, that does not mean that there is any miracle or any such.
I don't say it's here.
So it's a phenomenon there, but so, you see, there is something there.
For
see.
Example, I am only extrapolating from what you say. You always link up everything with the body,
yes,
cells, yes, and so on. Maybe something. For example, you said even child prodigy suggests a cultural collection of all the things, or maybe he is genetically tuned. Yes. Maybe Sai Baba is genetically tuned.
No, but I don't see the possibility of, you see, materializing or see, performing any such things.
But even then, he told me, I don't believe in Sai Baba, because you see, he's influenced by his wife and who doesn't believe in Sai Baba.
Yes, I don't say yes.
Then I'll come to another thing. I suppose I don't waste your
no,
time.
No, you are not wasting him.
See, it has happened in our own family. Phone. Now,
yes,
in our own family it happened. See, my sister is quite a spiritually inclined, as most women are anyway. And so I have heard about Sai Baba through another friend of mine who is an Indian but settled in the United States. He's also working in the same field in which I am working. Then he had been to Sai Baba, he had some experiences and things like that. So then I told my sister, who was really interested in gurus and so on, I mentioned something about Sai Baba. In fact, before saying that, he met me I was in the Madras University at that time. I joined here in 1971. Until then I was working in Madras University Physics Department. And then I went to the shop and bought a photograph of Sai Baba. And then in fact I got it framed there itself, in a wayside shop in fact. Then I gave it to my sister, who was staying with me at that time. And then gave it to her, and they said quite a lot of things about him. So you pray to him for whatever problems you have. Then he also bought a bhajan book for her. Then there was, my wife, she and my sister-in-law, all staying together. They had the evening bhajan. And I was staying in another room with my father and father's friends and so on. As soon as the bhajan was over, in the customary fashion, she was doing this harati. As soon as she finished the harati, from the photograph, kumkum started pouring out, you see. We have not heard about Sai Baba, heard about, yes. We have not seen him. No physical connection whatsoever. But Vibhuti started pouring out of the photograph. Then, of course, naturally they got excited, because it's one of the things that is attributed to him. This miracle. From a distance he can recognize and things like that. Then they came and told me in all excitement. So I went and looked at it, and I was not willing to believe this. But I did not want to discourage them, because they were so much excited about it, thrilled about it. I said, oh, it's very fine, and you're all lucky, the Sai Baba is blessing you, and all that sort of thing, I said. But all from the tips. Then the next day, again they did the bhajan, and they were just going to do this harati. I made it a point to go and keep looking at the photograph. Partly because of my training as a scientist, probably. I didn't want to believe it at first. Then I went and then kept on staring at the photograph. Believe it or not, the vibhuti started coming out of it. See, the previous day it was kumkum. So you cannot make a mistake about it. So white ash was really pouring out of the photograph. I saw it with my own eyes. Absolutely no escape from it. I can take it and then use it and all that. It's threw me overboard. I could just... You are saying the calamity, it happened, the calamity. You know, the sort of discontinuity in your belief or whatever it is. And I just couldn't believe that. I couldn't just explain. I started thinking about it. How can that happen? I deal with molecules and things like that. How is it this sort of thing came out? So I explained this to some of my friends, and they said, why don't you take an X-ray picture? Why don't you put it under a nuclear magnetism? Why don't you take an IR? It just means nothing. It's not going to say anything. The thing is, I have seen it before my own eyes in the material manifestation coming out of it. Now, this was my first experience which I directly faced. And then it has happened innumerable times in our own family. All the other times it was not in our presence. It always happened in the middle of the night. Either it may be a chandan coming out of the photograph or just from the surface of the glass, you know. You can just take it and use it. And it used to stay on there. People have asked me questions, did it vanish soon after you saw it and all that. It all remained there for days, in fact. Now, I switched over to Indian Institute of Science in 1971. For 3 months I was in a hostel. Then I found a house here in Sadashinagar. Then the very first act which my wife did, as soon as we settled down the house, was to keep Sai Baba's photograph in the so-called puja room. Now, a minute after that, the photograph was full of buddhi. Now, how do we explain this? Here is something which I am telling you, not somebody experiencing it coming and tell me. Something which I have seen myself, it's a material thing which it has remained there even after the event had happened. Do you have
it? It's for the scientist to find out, not for me.
Yes, but do you believe that after is?
No. Even if I were to see the ash is coming up top, even that photo, not only his photo, I wouldn't.
But is it just like you are
saying? No, it is just not possible, sir. What it is, probably what trick it is, I don't know. See, if I were to see that, you see, my frame of mind would be the same when I saw the jumbo jet disappearing, a magician, you see. People were there all around, you see. Suddenly, jumbo jet, elephants disappear, stage is filled with flowers.
People are magicians.
Yes, every year they have. You see, probably, you see. I don't know, you see, if you are convinced.
No, it's not.
Nothing will, you see, convince me of any supernatural powers. It's not, you may say that I have a closed mind. I do not see the possibility of any such a thing. Even if it were to happen, occur right in front of my eyes, I would be able
to. You doubt it as a.
Not doubt it. It is just, I have that certainty it is not possible.
You think it is not possible?
It is not possible, you see. See, if he is capable of that,
yes,
it is his business to tell you all people, you see, that he is in possession of something. I am not going to question him, I am not interested. I am not interested in miracle mongers.
No, I have not asked him either.
No, not that, you see. No, I am not even questioning, you see, the authenticity of those things or the veracity of the man or calling it, you see, fraud or anything. I am not interested in that kind of thing. I do not see the possibility of such
but
a thing.
What surprises me is that these are all considered as possibilities in our own scriptures, I think.
Scriptures, I don't
know. The people do say that, yes, it is possible.
It's always attributed to such people, you see, and the healing powers and miracles.
No, healings and so on is a
also miracles, you see,
I know people who are
down through the centuries and Jesus Christ raising a dead.
Why, I am saying it's not based on somebody else's experience, it's a direct experience.
Even if I were to be, see, a witness to that, you see, I would doubt my own eyes, you know.
Yeah, but it's something which you see in a distance.
I don't see even that, you see. So this is my problem. Let alone, you see, the Vipudi or Chandan coming out of. See, I have no way of experiencing the reality of anything. You know, I do accept, you see, the reality as is imposed on us by our culture.
But then you accept the reality of body, cells and so on.
No.
Because you say
true, but you see, if I want to test it for myself, except through the help of the knowledge, you see, I have no way of experiencing anything at all.
Then how do you say there must be change in the cells?
Huh?
You say that maybe a change in the mutation or a change in the cells.
No, that is, you see, to point out that if at all there is to be a change, you see, it is not in the field of the psyche, but because the fact that thought is part of this physical framework, the physical framework is involved. You know, not in that area of mind or anything, you see. So in that sense, you see, the whole body is involved. So every cell is involved in that. So it blocks everything, you see, every nerve, every cell, every. So that does not mean that I am interested in placing myself in the hands of a surgeon to get his opinion or certificate to prove that I am not selling anything. This is what it is, take it or leave it. So I'm not a propagandist, I'm not selling anything, you see, not at all. If people come to see me for whatever reason, I sing my song and go.
So how long will you be here?
I am here until the end of November, definitely, and possibly until the end of December.
You will be traveling or here?
No, from here I go to Bombay and then I go home.
But you will be here till the end of November?
Definitely until the end of November, most probably until the end of December.
Actually, a friend of mine, a colleague of mine also wanted to go with me. I couldn't get in touch with you. Maybe
I'd
like to come and call on you again.
All right, sir. Yes.
It's a matter of great pleasure for me.
Nice meeting you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Even in the communist countries, you can change. You see, even those countries in Latin America, if the Air Force is powerful, the Air Force General replaces the Navy and the armies, whoever happens to be in the power. The day the military feels that the President or the Prime Minister there is there because of the strength of the army, they will throw the individual off. Why should she be there? She is there because of me, my power. That's what is happening in the Latin American countries. The generals have taken over. If you want to make a virtue of your poverty, it's a different matter. If you want to make a virtue of your weaknesses, make it, you see. There are all those religious, kind, gentle, soft, meek people there to join hands with you, sing songs of poverty. If that is what you want, there is a way. But I don't want you to make, you see, virtue out of poverty, or the lack of things. No, it's not a philosophical position that I'm suggesting, is it? It's too bad. You have come up the hard way. You're thrown out of Pakistan. You dress yourself like a woman or what? Well, how did you, I don't remember.
Muslim.
You became a Muslim to get out of the country. Yours is a success story, you see. Modern, write a biography. Selling balloons there in Bombay and half. You are here. I admire you. You have shown me the way. If you want to corner the whole, capture the whole tea market, there is a way. That is what you mean. Not only in this state, but all over the country and the world.
Would that be permissible?
To me, yes.
No, for anybody. Just if you have the talent and the capacity, go ahead and honor it.
Yeah, don't.
But other people will also be competing with you.
Yes, certainly.
Then you will start conflict.
Certainly, there is going to be. You see, that's the game of life.
Yeah.
That is the game of life. So that is why I say the Prime Minister is always there, is in the danger of getting shot. You can't have one without the other. So yeah. What methods they use is not important, you see. You know?
Yeah.
This is an easy way to get rid of one. Whether they will succeed in their attempt or not, you see, this is a different matter. Yeah. Because we are all interested in status quo, see, we settle for this man, that man. That is. But basically, he would like to have it.
We have to be lucky only once. We have to.
Yeah, that's what they said there in England. We have to be lucky only once and we have to be lucky all the time.
The difference, I think, is that this is totally mindless in this country. The IRA knows what it is fighting for.
Yes.
It has a clear concept. They want the British of Iran and Iran.
Sure.
And they probably have an economic blueprint of what they will do.
They have.
These things do not have. Indians as a whole have no idea what they are doing.
That is the sad case in India, you see. Wherever they are, they created, you see, Pakistan or whatever it is, you call it there in Canada.
Yeah.
And since then, we have to have our peace or support.
Yeah. And they have no clear concept of what it is. How Pakistan can arise, whether it's economically viable, whether apart from the question of permitting such a thing within the Indian Union. They have no clear cuts.
No.
They feel a sense of alienation that the Hindus have dominance is there and the other. Maybe
they
are justified.
They have a grudge against these people and probably from their point of view it is justified.
Yeah.
So how do you
There is no clear articulation of the concept as well. It's mindless. It is just anger. Maybe justified. But it is the difference between the IRA and the
others. I'm not justifying and I have no business to condemn it, you see. That's my position.
Yeah.
You see?
And they have to get, you see, a clear-cut idea. They are not doing it, it's too bad. Whether they, why not? You see, they will probably have their own country. Everything is union. Was India a nation at any time? During only the British time. Why not? If a small country like Belgium could be an independent country, why not Punjab? Why not Andhra Pradesh? Why not, you see? Why, you see, why you should superimpose all these things on these people? Why, you see? You know, I'm not advocating, you see, bifurcation of this country into individual states, different states. You see, any day, I'm sending for a chief ministership of a small state, then, you see, government, because you see, this is the seat of power. You understand? I have power here. This is the power game. You know? So, what is it so sacred about this one nation?
I am talking about the mindlessness. You can fight for as I said earlier, I may use measures which I am not comfortable to comment. But I have a clear concept. That's the difference. I went through Bindranwala's remarks. There is not one suggestion about it.
I can't say I am talking in general terms, not in specific terms.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything about, you see, what they want, you see, and whether they can get it this way or some other way, I don't know. Whether they will at all get it, you see, the same doesn't matter. This mindless killing, you see, that is resulting, you see, every day is mindless, but what do you do about it? What do you do about this? Tell me.
If there is no institutional character, there is no personal character.
It has to be.
Also, so what is...
No, when it is institutionalized, then it gets the strength, it gains power. That seems to be still in a... in a way, you see, what is the word? Flux, you see, that demand seems to be in a flux, you see. If they want, they can get the help from Pakistan, from China, from everywhere. If they feel that, you see, there is something that they will get out of this, you know, Punjab, bring it away from them. Yes, they will give. You see, then are you ready for civil war? It has to be a civil war. If you want to maintain the United Nations, you have one nation, and I'm ready to go anywhere, get the weapons, you see, if I have a very clear cut, for whatever reason, idea of separating myself, there are ways and means.
Memory seemed to be short. These people were victims of Pakistan 35 years ago.
And now you see,
hideous party surprise.
Now they are the victims of the dominating central government. You see, you see that British soldier kicked, you see, so many pregnant women and children. I was an eyewitness to those things. And now you see the same fellow is kicking and killing those people. What's the difference? As far as I'm concerned, I'm in the same situation. You see, if you want. I have not in any way been benefited by India becoming free. It does not mean that this India should have remained, you see, a subject nation. But I have not in any way individually been benefited by India's freedom. Period. That's all. So that I'm only interested in myself, not literally, it's just the way I look at it, you see. So when I go to America, I tell these people I am not interested in anything that America can offer me as an Indian. Why have you come here? India is the America is the land of entertainment. I'm interested in entertainment. This is the land of entertainment as far as I'm concerned. They would have made a tremendous entertainment out of the killing of Gandhi. Here he suppressed it, he destroyed the beauty of entertainment from the beginning to the end. He would have enjoyed on the television there, you see, as an entertainment. Killing the head of the state is an entertainment for the people. And it's an entertainment. What is it? It's it. What else is in there? So I tell them, you see, I'm not here, you see, America cannot offer me anything. See, that my country cannot offer me if I'm interested in. I'm not very interested in the holy business here. So I have this entertainment, you see. I come here because this is the land of the entertainment. That's all. I have not been in any way benefited, you see, by India becoming free. If all the other people, my friends, you see, have become consul generals there, you see, consuls there, having their heyday there, you see. I'm glad, you see, this brown bureaucracy has replaced the white bureaucracy. This joker is no different from the other, but you see, at least I could get certain things done before, and now it is impossible because he wants to exercise his power, you see. an helpless man like me. She will go there and seek some help, and he, naturally he is the boss there.
Would it not be, I mean, the gentleness of the people, they have relegation, they have things to be general than we used to have.
Yes, there is
was
something
it,
you see, improvement
is not
here.
Something
no, you see, you have to give something. You have to give something, you see. So you have to offer something to the people, otherwise you can't stay there, you see, all the time in power. You have to offer something, do something here, do something there.
So, but that interest must be there. Then only you open up the newer and newer knowledge.
Yes, it
must be there.
So you see, how can you discover anything new unless you see you are free from the totality of the knowledge up to that point? As long as you are functioning within that framework, you will not be able to succeed in achieving anything before the populating.